In a continued effort to educate the opinion leaders in our state, the Georgia Beef Board's Beef 101 Tour again hosted a variety of food-related professionals. Georgia Beef Board's Suzanne Black explains the thought process that goes behind choosing the participants.
We really take a look at the impact that they will have to consumers for us. We look at them from an influencer standpoint, of course, and we have a little bit more of a diverse group. I know we're targeting food service and retail professionals, but we've also thrown in a foodie blogger in the mix, as well as an educator from Emory University. And so we really check their role in the industry and how this could benefit them, but also how we can continue those relationships with them and how we can help them reach the consumers from here on out on a day-to-day basis.
And one of those participants this go-around was private chef Michelle Phillips, who explains why she wanted to participate in the tour.
So many people in the stores, you know, look at beef, but they don't really make the connection that the cows that they see driving along the way, you know, actually is what you'll actually end up with at the grocery store. And so I'm able to give them that perspective that, you know, the cows that we see is part of that food chain, and how, you know, what our farmers do is really special in caring and loving these animals. And then when we get them where we cook and we use them for our protein, you know, it's a never-ending cycle that one will help the other.
The day-long event included a yield and quality grading seminar and carcass breakdown, as well as an on-farm tour where Michelle says she was able to learn more about how the product is produced.
It is amazing that our cattlemen have so many of the same issues that we have overall in weather, and how weather really plays a big part in the sustainability of beef, and, you know, decisions they make here can impact them later on down the road. And then weather has a huge impact in how the cattle live and how, you know, they grow and how they can nurture them.
Reporting for Southeast AgNet, I'm Julie McPeak.